More Business Briefing right now on FM News 101.
Well, if you think the residential real estate market is red hot, check out Multifamily at Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. That's all they do is focus on the apartment market. I sat down with Joseph Chaplick to talk about the market in Portland specifically, where it remains white hot.
Well, Joe, last week we talked about Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate and the unique position you have in the market, focused 100% on investment properties in the multifamily market, apartment investing. And we talked about the differences of investing in that type of property. Want to talk more specifics with you on this episode of the market itself. How are things going? We see a lot of construction out there. We hear maybe some whispers that there might be a bubble in multifamily. What's your take on that?
Well, Brian, you know, the year's almost over. And as you look back through 2013, the first thing I want to talk about is the construction, like you just mentioned. Everybody sees construction. Everybody talks about construction going on in the marketplace and for the apartment market. But here's the real numbers to it. Yeah, they are building more. When you look back at, again, Tri-County area here in Portland, from 2004 to 2008, there was annually about 4,700 units a year, okay? And that's annual numbers. 2010, there was about 1,100. 2011, there was about 1,700 units coming online. In 2012, 2,700. So we're not even close to that 4,700 units annually that we used to do. So yeah, there's more construction than 2009 and 10, but as you look going forward, they will continue building, but I think you got a couple different areas in the construction. You got a Class A, a Class B, and a Class C building. Class A, you know, those are the 100-plus units, or even the nicer, you know, 10, 12 units that are on a small patch of dirt somewhere, you know, close in downtown. But with the construction, I think there's going to be a little bit of slowdown in 2015, but I believe vacancies will still remain under 5, 6%.
You know, it's interesting. I think people got so used to not seeing construction that when they see it now, it's like a big deal. You see what's going on down in Wilsonville down there, obviously. Hundreds of units going up there all across the Pearl District and throughout the area. And there really is demand for this product. And we talked to Patrick Stone from Williston Financial and WFG National Title. I don't think people consider household formation. We have people graduating from high school, graduating from college, moving on, moving into their life. And you also have the other dynamic, Joe, of the baby boomers who may have residential real estate out in the suburbs who are downsizing, looking to be a little more mobile. Those two generations really collide, and it happens in multifamily, doesn't it?
You know, it does. If you look again at those three classifications of the properties, Class A, B, and C, Class A is where someone's probably going to move out of a house and maybe go, you know, into the downtown area and get rent an apartment building, one of the newer condos. But the rental growth is something you got to look at too, because, you know, there was a premium they were paying for rent. In the Class A, it has slowed down a little. The Class B, you know, it's a steadily increasing. And Class C, which is maybe in the outer areas, older buildings, that rent is still increasing significantly yearly. So when you look at rent growth and where people are living, you know, it all depends on their economic status, of course. But when you break down the numbers, there's always going to be a demand for the renters, I believe.
How's the Salem market doing? I know that the further you get out from maybe the Portland metro area, maybe there's some softening. What's happening in Salem?
Well, you know, Salem's a great market. We've been focused on Salem for a while with some of our clients. And you know, when you look at in comparison to the Portland Tri-County area, to give you some statistics here to kind of frame Salem for you to answer that question, Brian. When you compare Salem to Portland, here's the numbers. Metro Portland, again, if you look at the breakdown of those unit mix, you got Class A, B, and C, but if you put all those together and you break down the number of units, all right, let's put it into three classifications of number of units. You got the 100-plus unit buildings. You have the 50 to 100 units, and you got the 5 to the 50 units, essentially. So when you look at what's been selling here in Portland, the 100-plus units are going to be mostly the newer products, and they're going to be, you know, $110,000, $115,000 a unit average price for a sale. The highest price building actually just sold here in Portland, 352 units, called the Cayenne, $272,000 a unit. That was $95.7 million sale. It was one of the larger ones. But again, that's a Class A really nice building. When you get down into the 51 to 100 units, again, you're almost in the 70, 80s product, 60s product that was built. You're now down to about an 87,000 price per unit average, which is about a 6.5 cap rate on a return, which again is the rate of return if you paid all cash for the building. Now, when you break it down to the 5 to 50 units, you're getting a lower price product because, you know, the averages are 73,000 a unit, but the cap rate is still 6.75, a 7% return. Now, that's the Portland market. Most individual investors, 80% are between the 5 and 100 unit investing. Okay? The 100 plus is more institutional lending and buyers. So when you break down Salem's price per unit in 2012 was 35,000 a unit per average. 2013, it was 55,000. So a big jump in Salem, a lot of activities down there. For transactions, 24 transactions in 2012 for the year, 5 to 100 units. 2013, where we are right now, there's 25 year-to-date transactions. We'll probably see 35 transactions, so it increased, you know, by 10. But what you're seeing is the price per unit that really drives it. The returns are 7% or better, but you can get so much more product down there with the same amount of money for a down payment.
Interesting. Joseph Chaplick, Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, joining us here on Business Briefing website. Great resource for multifamily investors, josephbernard.net. And Joe will speak at our commercial real estate kickoff event coming up January 23rd at the Bing Lounge. It'll be here before we know it. Let's talk a little bit about rents here. And I'm curious, average two-bedroom, one-bath, Joe. I know that's kind of the standard measure. Give us some numbers on that. What are we looking at?
You know, great question. It's going to vary throughout the city and you know, your submarkets as well as the suburbs. But if we just boiled it down to a standard two-bedroom, one-bath average, you're going to see about $830 for rent per month. Now, if we look at that and say, all right, $830, okay, that's the average. 2007, for the same property, average, $680.
So, wow.
So what you see is a 22% growth from 2007 to
that's
today.
Incredible. Huh.
Well, rents always go up, and they're going to go up about 5% a year. Okay, now if you track that, and you say, all right, Joe, but what about 2009, 2010? We had a downturn in the market. Well, we did, and their rents went down about 1% from 2009 to 2010. And then they went up 1% from 2010 to 2011, made up for that little downside.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, it went back up to 5%. And last year, 2013, or I'm sorry, this year, 2013 that we're in, 6.7% increase from 2012 last year.
It's amazing what's happening. The Portland market, we talked about the unique respects of the Portland market in our last show. I think those of you out there investing in commercial real estate, particularly in multifamily, know Portland is one of the top markets in the country. Even though we're seeing new product come along, there's still high demand here, and what a great resource, especially for the smaller stuff too. I think that's what's interesting, Joe. You know, we talk, you know, the 5 to 50 range. There's a lot of that in the Portland market, and you've got to be very careful with that product. I know you've pointed out a couple of opportunities that we've seen over the past year where, I mean, you've got some insight on the ground where you look at, you know, the metrics on these properties. You really, and your company and your agents, boil this down, really give a full financial on the property that not a lot of agents do.
You know, and a lot of this goes into the income approach of the properties. You really got to understand the financial aspect of what these buildings produce. The income approach is the driver to the valuation. And so if you don't understand cap rates, the rental market, you know, the expenses per building on what the breakdown is, taxes, utilities, management, turnover, capital improvements, maintenance, you really need to understand these numbers when you're selling a building, because that's what buyers are looking at. That's what lenders are looking at. That's what appraisers are looking at. And so many times I see properties for sale and it just has vague information. I mean, standard data put on the flyers, sometimes incorrect data. And you're looking at these properties and you really got to crunch the numbers yourself, but you got to also look at, you know, what the asset is and what the real value is.
Well, it's great to see you again with offices in Oregon, right here in the heart of Portland, Washington, Arizona. Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate, leading on the West Coast when it comes to multifamily investing. Very unique. If you'd like to call Joe and his team, directly, 503-546-9390. They're staffed Monday through Friday, very responsive, and really the leader in multifamily real estate. Joe, we'll see you after Christmas. Come back in January. Got the big event. We'll talk more about that coming up in a couple weeks.
We're ready. Thank you, Brian.
And again, our thanks to Joseph Chaplick at Joseph Bernard Investment Real Estate. We'll talk to Joe again on next week's show. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour of Business Briefing across the Great Northwest.